Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My first guest this hour has been envied the world around. He has excellent boxing skills. He talks well. And, of course, he is Amir Khan from the United Kingdom. Amir, how are you this morning, sir?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
That's good. Tell me about the Bay Area. Now, living up here in the SF Bay Area, tell me about San Francisco.
Oh, first of all, it's a beautiful place. I mean, I call it my second home. UK, I think everyone knows I live in UK, and I come to the Bay Area to do all my training and everything. But I love the Bay. Honestly, the people here are great. I've been looked at like, you know, a fighter that is from the Bay Area. Everywhere I go, people are wishing me all the best in my career and supporting me and always behind me. And just great motivation, you know, I get from here. But, yeah, I got to say, I mean, it's a great place to live in. The weather is always nice. And like I said, the people are always nice as well.
Are you surprised it's so damn expensive to live here? It costs like $3,000 to rent out a matchbox.
Oh, it's crazy, huh? Yeah, I think, I mean, I live not far from the gym. And, yeah, it is quite expensive living out here and stuff. But these are the things you have to do if you want to be a great fighter and you need the top of the range training and everything. You need to sometimes spend because in the long run, it's going to be worth it.
Did you feel you weren't getting the proper training? I mean, did you feel something was lacking? Obviously, if you came to Hunter, there was something missing with your training program in the UK?
Yeah, well, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, the UK training programs are good. And I used to love training over there. And I still train over there when I go back there, you know, when I go back after a fight. But the thing is, I just needed to get away from all the distraction over there. I mean, there's so much distraction. You know, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I can't even walk the streets in the UK. You know, everywhere you go, people, you know, it's not like I'm getting bothered. I mean, it's nice that people come over to you and stuff. But, you know, whenever I used to train there, I used to have people queuing outside for hours and hours. And sometimes you need to get away from that because when you're in training camp, you've had a tough day. You know, you want to get home. You want to get to rest.
Amir, I used to fight.
Be bothered too much.
I used to fight here locally, and it was a pain in the ass when I fought locally because the day of the fight and 2 days before the fight, everybody's calling you for tickets.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's another thing as well. Whenever you fight in the UK, I've still had a few fights in the UK since I've been training out here. Oh, it's crazy. I mean, your friends come at the woodworks that you've not spoken to for years and years, and they're like, "Hey, remember me? You promised me a ticket, and you know I'm the nicest guy because." Whenever people ask me for a ticket, I'm always like, yeah, look after you, don't worry. So sometimes being too nice can be, you know, can be quite bad. I mean, the promoters don't be happy. My management team's like, hey, you promised so many people tickets, what's going on?
Okay, yeah. You can't be printing tickets and making money. Bottom line is we're spending some time with Amir Khan. I am happy that he spent some time with us. Of course, he is training here in the San Francisco Bay Area under the tutelage of Virtual Hunter. Now, what's up next for you? What are you doing?
Well, next for me, hopefully, going to be fighting in December. We're looking at the 6th of December, hopefully looking at New York or somewhere like that. So, you know, I've always fought in Vegas a lot of times. It's always nice to change it up a little bit, you know, to give your fans around different states a chance to see you fight. So, you know, I thought New York would be a great spot for me because I hear so much noise about the Barclays Center being such a great event and a great stadium and a venue for boxing. So I'd love to fight out there because I had my chance to fight the Madison Square Garden against Paulie. So my next, big fight in New York, I want it to be in the Barclays Center. And I have such a huge fan base over there. Plus the wife's from there as well. My in-laws are from there. Okay. But whenever I go to New York to see my in-laws and my wife, I mean, it's crazy. People are always asking me, when are you going to fight over here? So I think it's good to give everybody a chance to see you fight and, you know, fight around there as well.
Okay, Amir Khan's our guest now. Amir, I got to ask you this one, and I hope you're ready for this one, but what did you think of Frank Maloney's change? Do you think Frank's a good-looking...
Frank, you know, Frank's a friend of ours. He's a family friend.
I understand that, but as far as... He wasn't the best-looking man in the world, and now he's a woman, and now he wants to go back. So, I mean, that's a big decision.
He wants to go back. You know, when the news was leaked when I left England, when I come to training... And that's when I heard, I mean, it was a shock to us all, don't get me wrong, you know. But look, Frank's a very nice guy, and I mean, only he knows best. But is that what you've heard now? You want to go back?
Yeah, but you know what? Here, Amir, but the bottom line is, you and I are adults, and what people want to do in their adult life is their own business. They can. Some of it we can consider bizarre, but if he felt that he was a woman trapped in a man's body all these years, and I've known a couple guys that have been that, and they were gay as kids, and we knew they were gay growing up. You hear what I'm saying? But they didn't become gay until they were 40, and after they had kids and this and that, because they had to live some closeted lifestyle. So I don't think anybody should be a prisoner. And if he wants to go that way, he can go
if
that
he
way.
Wants to go that way, look, we have to only let him be, and you know, we have to let it be, because end of the day, look, it's however he feels comfortable. It's his life, and you know, I mean. You know, he kept it on so long, I think. He must be in the late 40s, so a little bit older. But I
mean, no, he's got to be close to 60.
Yeah, 60, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Amir. He's got to be
close. He left it quite long, but the thing is, look, good luck to him, whatever he does.
No, and I agree, and he is a hell of a promoter, right? No question about that.
Good promoter. I mean, you just have, like, I mean, he took Lennox Lewis to titles after titles, you know, in the heavyweight division. Mm-hmm. And you know, since then, he's had a few of the heavyweights, but he didn't really get as much success. But look, if he's having more success in his life, in his changeover, then, you know, let it be, man.
I mean, okay. Now, I have to say that Tammy at Pasquale's Pizza yesterday begged me to ask you that question. So yeah. that's on Tammy.
All right, cool.
That's on Tammy. What's up with Ricky Burns at 147? You think he's a real deal at 147? He's a former WBO champion at 140 or 135, I believe.
Is that Ricky Burns, yeah?
Ricky Burns wants to move up to where he's fighting. When he fought at 147, didn't look all that good.
This is great, this, because, I mean, this is all news to me as well. Like I said, it's very hard for me to keep up with the UK stuff while I'm out here. But 147, I think, I mean, look, he was a big 135, and he was a big 140. But I think 147 is pushing it a little bit. And, look, he has the boxing skills, but sometimes you want to take that power into 147, because you're going to be fighting these tough guys who are going to come down from, like, 160, 165. So you have to keep them away. So, you know, by keeping them away, you need power. Now, if he's going to go into that weight division after having two losses, his confidence is not going to be up there. So, you know, I think it may be a wrong move. But, look, it's hard to say because, you know, like some fighters, sometimes when they move up a weight, they are better fighters.
Well, here's what's up.
I can't really see that with Ricky because he's had a lot of wars in them lower divisions as well. And I think it might be the wrong move going up to 147. I think it's a bit too much at the moment.
Oh, but Amir Khan at 147, there's a possible opponent for you, no?
It is, yeah. I think it definitely could be in the future. I mean, the list is getting on and longer and longer. I mean, especially in the UK with the likes of Kell Brook, and then you've got, you know, you got Ricky Burns. I mean, yeah, you know, once he gets his feet wet and has a fight at 147, then, you know, he probably knows if he wants to fight me, and maybe that could happen one day, yeah.
Okay. Amir Khan's our guest, folks. Of course, he's the former champion at 140 pounds and looking to do his thing at 147. And I've told you over the past many, many shows and articles that I think he and Kell Brook have the best chance of beating Floyd Mayweather today if Floyd Mayweather would step up and fight either of these two lads from the United Kingdom. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tower of Power taking us to the break. You ought to be having fun. We're having fun with Amir Khan. You can as well. 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet us. Twitter.com using the hashtag Ring Talk. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius Satellite XM Channel 93.